Welcome back to this episode of Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama. Today we're going to talk to Corey Lee, aka Curb Free with Corey Lee, who is an influencer that focuses on accessible travel and tourism. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to chat with you all about North Alabama today.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear all of your thoughts about your trip. Well, before we jump in, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into doing all of these amazing things that you do.
Yeah, so I was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy, which is a type of muscular dystrophy, which you've probably heard of, at the age of two. And then I started using a powered wheelchair at the age of four. And so I've used a wheelchair for almost my entire life. I'm 33 now, so for the past 29 years, I've used a powered wheelchair, and I've really had to learn how to adapt to my surroundings with a wheelchair and how to navigate a world that wasn't sometimes necessarily built for me as a wheelchair user. But I've had some really remarkable experiences along the way. And I was back in December of 2013, I was about to graduate college and had a degree in marketing. And I was trying to find a job, and I kept applying to jobs, couldn't really find anything, and not getting any responses from places until one day an advertising firm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, they reached out to me, called me up, and they said, hey, if you can be here tomorrow in Pittsburgh and fly up here, like we'll cover your flights and everything, then we'll give you a shot and give you an interview. And so immediately I was super excited, hung up the phone, like looked at the flight situation, got on the plane the next day, flew to Pittsburgh. And as soon as I went into the hiring manager's office in Pittsburgh, he looked me up and down and like immediately I could tell that he only saw the wheelchair and didn't really even see me as a person. And the first words out of his mouth, he said, well, this job involves traveling, so you're definitely not the best fit. And so he really like shut me down before I was even given a chance to, you know, get a job. And so on the flight back home, I was just really discouraged and sad about it and didn't know, you know, what my life, what would happen in my life where I would ever be able to change that circumstance and eventually get a job. And so around that same time, I was also planning a trip to Australia and got online and pretty quickly noticed that there was just a severe lack of accessible travel information on the internet. And so between the hiring manager telling me, you know, that I couldn't travel and then there being such a lack of accessible travel info online, those two scenarios merged together within the same week. And I was immediately inspired to start my blog, Curb Free with Corey Lee. So that's kind of where it all began, and it's been a whirlwind ever since.
Wow. I love that you said, no, this is unacceptable, and I'm going to do something about it. That is so inspiring.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, just the way that he acted about it and told me, like, I couldn't do something when I clearly knew, you know, that people with disabilities, like, can travel the world. Like, we can be international speakers, we can have jobs, we can do all of these incredible things if we're just given the opportunity and if people have the confidence for us to do that.
Yeah. You're like, how do you think I got to Pittsburgh? I mean,
right, exactly. I literally had to travel.
I traveled here. I mean, don't you see that's possible?
Exactly. Yeah, it's wild. But it all worked out in the end.
Yeah. I mean, you want to be upset. I mean, of course, that is upsetting. But at the same time, you know, I'm thankful that you used it as a catalyst for change instead of, you know, hiding.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I know you help a lot of people.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Thanks for saying that. I mean, I definitely try to. And every time I get a message from a wheelchair user that was inspired to travel somewhere because of my story or my blog, I mean, it's really just the best feeling in the world. And I definitely probably would not have gotten that feeling working for an advertising firm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So in the end, it all worked out.
It sure did. Well, let's jump right into your trip to North Alabama recently. Do you want to give us an overview of your recent trip?
Yeah, recently I was able to explore North Alabama and visited some really amazing places. I mean, I've grown up only a couple hours from North Alabama for pretty much almost my entire life, except for college, and been able to explore a little bit of the area throughout my life. But on my recent trip, I was able to like fully dive in and explore so many awesome places that were completely new to me, and realize just how accessible and welcoming like North Alabama is for wheelchair users.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about some of those places. What was one of the first places that you visited, and what was your impression, and what did you do and see there?
Yeah. While I was staying in North Alabama, I stayed in Gadsden. And so one of the first places that I went to was Nakalula Falls in Gadsden. And so I've been to Gadsden numerous times, but I'd never actually been to Nakalula Falls until this most recent trip. And it was just a really beautiful waterfall. There was a paved path where I was able to easily see the waterfall, and a nice bridge right there that I could easily go over in my wheelchair to get to the waterfall. So it was really a beautiful sight. I also went to Russell Cave National Monument, which was something that I had actually never even heard of. But it was really remarkable. There was an accessible boardwalk trail and through the woods that led to the opening of Russell Cave. And it was really cool just to like be there and be able to look inside the cave from that entrance and just learn more about that area and imagine, you know, what it must have been like thousands of years ago when people were using that as their shelter. And so that was something that I honestly never knew North Alabama had. And so to see that and be able to do that was a really cool experience.
Yeah, an unexpected adventure, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly.
So what was another place that you visited on your trip?
One of my favorites was DeSoto State Park. They have one of my favorite accessible trails in the entire country. It's called the Talmadge Butler Boardwalk Trail. And it's in DeSoto State Park. It's a boardwalk wooden trail that goes through the woods and leads to a little creek with like a tiny little waterfall. And the trail is pretty long, actually. So I think if I remember correctly, it's about half a mile long and then half a mile back also. So the trail is pretty long and just a really good way to enjoy the outdoors. And it's also a great area for birding. So I'm not like a huge birder, but it was really awesome just to be there on that trail and be able to see the birds, you know, flying around. And I also even saw a deer at one point in DeSoto State Park and some squirrels. And like, I'm such a sucker for animals. And then in DeSoto State Park, I also visited the Nature Center in DeSoto State Park. And so inside the Nature Center, they had various snakes that were that I was able to see through glass. And it was cool just to be able to see those local snakes that were actually there from DeSoto State Park and that area of North Alabama. So there was like a lot to see within DeSoto State Park.
That is so cool. And I love that the boardwalk is, you know, actually a pretty decent distance instead of just like pulling up and, oh, here's something to look at, that you've actually got a way to immerse yourself on a trail. And
I mean, other parks that I've been to, like usually the accessible trail, it may only be like 0.2 miles long. So they can be tiny a lot of the times in other parks, but at DeSoto, it was really such a nice trail and a really good length. So it made for a great time.
Yeah. That's awesome. And I loved seeing your pictures with all the green and the trees in the background. So y'all have to check out our social media for his pictures. They're awesome. Well, cool. Well, there was another park that you went to, and it actually had a feature that you highlighted that I didn't even think about would be such a big deal. So you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, Wethington Park in North Alabama was phenomenal. So, I mean, it has some of the most gorgeous views from Wethington Park. Mm-hmm. They have some platform areas that I was able to just roll out on and take in the views of the river and all of the like outdoors down below. But they also, what was really unique is they had an accessible picnic table. And so it had like an elevated table on the top. So I was able to pull up to it really easily. We unfortunately did not take food with us because there was so much good food in North Alabama that we ate elsewhere. But I was so happy to see that picnic table. I mean, it would really be the perfect spot to have a picnic and just take in those great views.
Yeah, that was so cool when I saw that, when you highlighted that in one of your posts. And I thought, you know, see, this is why, you know, we needed you to come and show us these amazing things. And I hope that it will inspire other parks to say, hey, we need picnic tables like this and to provide those in some of our outdoor spaces. So that was really cool to see.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned food and, you know, you got to tell us about the food that you ate.
So there's probably like too much good food to like recount everything that I ate. But
yeah,
I would say my favorite place was definitely Local Joe's Trading Post in Rainbow City, Alabama. It was like a smaller place. It's small, but like the food is incredible. So I had a colossal baked potato and it was loaded down with like cheese and sour cream and barbecue chicken and all kinds of good stuff. And then I also had they had really good desserts, like homemade desserts available. And there are dozens of desserts to choose from at Local Joe's. So I think I finally
decided. Want everything?
I wanted to, but I think I ended up choosing like a brownie and it was really good. But there are so many options, like no matter what you want, they definitely have it. I also really love Tiger's Inn in Valley Head, Alabama. So Tiger's Inn, every day for lunch, they have daily specials on a blackboard. And so you can choose a meat and a few sides. And on the day that I went, there was meatloaf, which was really good. I had some sides with it. And then for dessert, they actually include dessert, which I thought was really awesome because you didn't have to pay any extra for dessert, you know. So, it was so delicious. And I can't wait to go back.
That is so cool. Yeah, Local Joe's is on our North Alabama barbecue trail. So we send people there quite a bit. And I've eaten there before. It is it's so good.
Oh,
our
barbecue
in North Alabama is so good. Just
it's so good.
Side note.
And now I'm thinking that I need to do this barbecue trail. Like, this is sounding amazing.
Yes, we could send you through North Alabama on a barbecue trail. You'll be licking your fingers all the way through the barbecue sauce.
I'm all in. I'm ready.
Well, tell us maybe some things that you thought could have been improved upon on your trip. Like, what was something that maybe was a little bit disappointing or it could have been a little bit better?
The one thing that I would really love to see, and this is just in Alabama in general, not necessarily only North Alabama, but a lot of states around the U.S. and their state parks are now getting all-terrain wheelchairs, and you can use them completely for free. So I live in Georgia, and at 11 of our state parks here in Georgia, they now have those all-terrain wheelchairs so that you can explore the woods or the great outdoors as a wheelchair user a lot more easily. So I would really love to see Alabama state parks get those all-terrain wheelchairs more widely available, just to, you know, give wheelchair users like me even more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. That would be incredible.
Yeah. So if the terrain is a little bit rougher, then your wheelchair then is not able to
go on exactly. That? Yeah, okay. I mean, if it was just like not a paved trail or a boardwalk trail, but just a trail through the woods that was like rougher and had rocks along it, then it would be really difficult for me to do it in my everyday chair. But those all-terrain wheelchairs, they have special like tires and they're like a track chair. So they can roll over rocks or over stumps or logs or whatever was in the way on the trail. They could easily get over it. So yeah, let's see. Let's get those in Alabama state parks. That would be awesome.
Yeah. We need to put a bug in someone's ear. I think I know a few people with the state park.
Really?
So, yeah. So it's kind of like an ATV wheelchair then.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah. They're
That's
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Well, tell us, what was your favorite part of this trip?
I really love just being able to enjoy the outdoors as a wheelchair mm-hmm. user. I mean, I think that a lot of people have this like perception that the outdoors isn't for, you know, wheelchair users or people with disabilities and that it can be a hindrance. But to me in North Alabama, there were so many opportunities to get outside and enjoy trails mm-hmm. or see waterfalls or, you know, see a cave up close and personal. And so just all of those really amazing outdoor experiences being within one region in North Alabama is something that I think you can't really get at most other destinations. And so that is really why I fell in love with North Alabama, I think.
Yeah. And you kind of touched on this in your talk at the conference. And that was one reason that, you know, we wanted to do like an outdoors trip because, you know, like you said, like museums, indoor attractions, we know those are, I mean, those are going to be accessible. It's kind of like those unexpected accessible places like Russell Cave and DeSoto State Park and Wethington Park, you know, like you're like, oh, wow. Okay. So I can get outdoors and enjoy it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, any kind of uniquely accessible activity that I can do, I mean, I love it. I mean, it's great, you know, to go to an art museum or any kind of museum is fun sometimes, but just to be able to do those outdoor experiences that are so often off limits for me when they're not accessible. And then, you know, in North Alabama, so many are accessible. It just is something that you can't get anywhere else, like I said. So, I mean, I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, we always ask our Facebook followers what question they want asked. And so the winning question this week is, what was the most unexpected thing about your trip to North Alabama?
Ah, the most unexpected. This is a good question. And I would say just like the people that I met. I mean, I think everyone was super, super friendly. Like, I mean, even when we went to the restaurants or to the parks, like DeSoto State Park, I mean, I talked with a park mm-hmm. ranger there and they were giving me all of the insights about what was accessible within the park. And at Russell Cave, I talked with another park ranger and they were really helpful about telling me all of the accessible things to do in that area. And just all of the people that I encountered were just exceptionally kind and really open mm-hmm. to helping me, you know, explore the destination from an accessibility perspective. Mm-hmm. So even though, you know, they weren't wheelchair users themselves, they still went out of their way to make it really welcoming and give me ideas of things to do, which I was really thankful and grateful for.
Yeah. Oh, that is so cool. We love hearing that because, I mean, our people are what make our region so amazing and welcoming. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. That was a good question. See, this is why we ask them. Well, personally, can you touch on the importance of accessibility in outdoor tourist spots just in general?
Yeah, I mean, and wheelchair users actually spend over $58 billion per year just on travel. So billion with a B. And I mean, that's a huge number. And so, you know, when something isn't accessible within a destination, like an outdoor trail or a park or an attraction, or a restaurant, or whatever it may be, when it isn't accessible, the destination financially is losing money. So it's, you know, bad business for the destination. But also on the flip side, like nobody in the world that is able-bodied knows when they could become disabled. So anyone at any point could gain a disability. And so, you know, by making something accessible for me now, it not only helps me currently, but it also could potentially help you in the future or your friends and family in the future if they were to acquire a disability later on as they aged and got older. And so about 20 to 25% of the world already has a disability. But, I mean, as you age, you do become more disabled. So I would really encourage listeners, you know, to start thinking about accessibility as not something that's only for people with disabilities now, but it also could help you mm-hmm. in the future.
Yeah. And my mom had become, well, she depends on a walker, but for long distances, she needs a wheelchair. And that was one thing that opened my eyes. You know, like you said, it wasn't a lifetime thing, but it was, you know, a life change.
Yeah.
And so I began to look at things differently, like, okay, because I love to be outdoors too. And so there's a park near me and I'm like, okay, can I get a wheelchair up here? I'm like, well, I can't this way, but there is a little path around on the other side where I can get her up in there, the Rose Garden at Delano Park, you know, and I could get her up in there and we could walk around and smell the roses. And so, yeah, I mean, that's some good advice because it did help me to think we can't do this, but we can do this. And here's how we'll access it, you know, so that's some good advice.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, if a lot of people just, you don't know what you don't know. And so until you were put into that scenario, maybe you hadn't thought about it. But I mean, if you do encounter something that's inaccessible, like a restaurant or an attraction, I mean, please speak up about it. I mean, you don't have to be harsh about it. Like, just be gentle and kind and just let the, you know, attraction know that they are not accessible and let them know ways that they can become accessible and why it's important. So I found that, you know, a lot of places are definitely open to the idea of becoming more accessible, but they just weren't previously aware. So always come at it from a really kind and helpful perspective, and we can implement change together.
Yeah. Maybe a, have you thought about this?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There was another attraction that I had taken my mom to see some Christmas lights, and they didn't allow wheelchairs, which it was fine, you know, and once I got in there and I saw it, I'm like, oh yeah, there's no way I could have gotten her back up this hill, you know, by myself. And I would have been scared of coming down it. And, you know, my recommendation was that information is nowhere on your social media or on your website. So we didn't know. And, you know, they were accommodating to let her kind of wait while I ran through and got some video and pictures and things like that. But I thought, if y'all could just let people know though, so that way, if someone is coming in a wheelchair, just let them know you're not going to be able to do it and explain why.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I always really try to call any place that I'm going in advance of when I get there, just to inquire more about accessibility and make sure that it's actually going to work for me and my accessibility needs. And I think that's so important, like you said, for places just to include that information on their websites or on social media or all of the above, and just be aware of what their accessibility challenges may be.
Yeah. And I liked another thing that you said too, just be honest. Don't try to sugarcoat it and make it seem accessible because you want it to be accessible. Just be like, no, this is not going to be good. And just be honest, because, you know, people will appreciate that rather than you get there and you think, oh, what were you thinking? This is not conducive at all for a wheelchair or someone on a walker or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the word accessible could mean something different to every person with a disability. Yeah. So what's accessible for me may not be accessible to another wheelchair user, but just try to be as specific as possible about what exactly makes your attraction or destination accessible in your mind, and just relay that information as accurately as possible. And it's tremendously helpful.
Yeah. And I think another good point that you brought up too is maybe bring people in, or definitely bring people in, who are in wheelchairs of various sorts, and say, what can we do to improve this? How can we describe this? I mean, do you recommend destinations using experts, you know, in the field?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many disability organizations out there. Usually every major city has some kind of disability organization. And so just reaching out to them and getting, you know, their help and their insight. Or I always say, like, if every hotel owner or manager would just get in a wheelchair and go in the room and try, you know, to take a shower from a wheelchair and transfer themselves into the bed or into the shower and just roll around the room. Like, it would totally change the game. I think just once you experience it for yourself, you understand how important it is to have great accessibility.
Yeah. Well, I am so thankful that you joined us, that you, well, first of all, that you came to North Alabama and you got to see some beautiful things. And then you're telling us about this because you are so inspiring to me. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It was a really an amazing trip in North Alabama. I already can't wait to get back and explore more.
Yeah. Well, y'all will have to stay tuned. We might be doing this again.
Hopefully.
Well, before we go, tell our listeners where they can find you on social media and your website.
Yeah, my blog is at curbfreewithcoreylee.com. And I'm also on Instagram at curbfreecoreylee. And on Facebook, my Facebook page is curbfreewithcoreylee. So yeah, feel free to follow me and reach out. If you have any questions at all, I'm always happy to have a chat.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate this, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. It's been great. Thank you so much.
Well, North Alabama's social media platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.